听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 3. Travel Arrangements. Exercise 1. Listen and read. Julia Marsh is talking to a colleague. His name is James Brady. Answer the questions in your student's book.
James, have you got a meeting in Edinburgh soon?
Yes. I'm going to see some clients on the 20th. Why?
Oh, because I'm going to visit clients in Glasgow on Wednesday, and it's quite near Edinburgh.
Oh. I'm going to drive there on the Friday before. But that's no good to you. How will you get there?
Well, I'll go by car too, I think. No, I won't drive. It's a long way. I'll fly. Then I can go and come back the same day.
Good idea. I need my car because I want to do some sightseeing.
Unit 3. Travel Arrangements. Exercise 6. Listen and read. Marco is talking to his friend Teresa. Answer the questions in your student's book.
I'm going to Brighton at the weekend. Would you like to come?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Oh, good. I'm going to catch the 10 o'clock train. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Don't be late. It's the only fast train.
Don't worry. I'll be there.
Let's meet at the ticket office at 9:30. Or earlier at your flat.
No. I'll see you at the ticket office.
Unit 3. Travel Arrangements. Exercise 9. Julia is asking Rita to make arrangements for her trip to Glasgow. Listen.And correct Rita's notes.
Rita, I want to fly to Glasgow early on the 15th, that's this Wednesday, and come back the same day. Can you make the arrangements, please?
Wednesday. Okay, Julia. The plane's expensive, though. Does Tom know about this?
No. Oh, all right. I'll go by train the day before. It's more comfortable anyway.And I'll find a hotel when I arrive.
What time do you want to leave?
At about midday. A second-class, non-smoking seat on a train with a restaurant car, please.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Oh, do you want Glasgow Central Station?
Yes, I do. Thanks.
Unit 3. Development. Exercise 3.Listen to the first part of an interview with Sherry McGonagall. Check your answers to exercises 1 and 2.
Passenger will step up and tell me which flight they intend to be taking that day, whether they have a ticket or not. If they've not got a ticket, I can issue the ticket right there at the ticket counter, reconfirm their itinerary for the round trip, check in their luggage for them,and make sure they're satisfied with their seat selection.
Unit 3. Development. Exercise 4. Now listen to the second part of the interview with Sherry McGonagall and answer the questions in your student's book.
The three classes of service that we offer are coach class, which is the economy class,business class, which is better than coach class, and first class, which is the premium service and the best way to travel. Each transaction is really different. There's never anything that's boring about the job, and that for the most part, the people that I come into contact with are really pleasant, and the people that I work with at the airport are really pleasant.
Unit 3. Development. Exercise 5. Listen to these conversations between Sherry and three of her passengers. Conversation 1.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Would you like to check that piece of baggage?
Yes, I would.
Okay, and your destination?
Ontario.
Ontario, Canada?
No.
Ontario, California?
Yes.
All right.
Conversation 2.
Okay, in Chicago, the flight number right now, flight 52, is gate K19.
Okay.
And you will be coming into the airport at gate number K6B, so it's only a matter of walking in the same terminal 13 gates.
Okay.
Conversation 3.
So just a one-way as of now. Did you want to return also to American Airlines?
Yes, Sunday travel would be fine.
Okay, thanks. In the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Prefer evening.
Prefer evening, okay. That would be our American flight nonstop service out of Vancouver Sunday night at 6:10 in the evening. And you'll arrive back here in San Jose at 8:30.
Perfect.
Unit 4. Shopping for clothes. Unit 4. Describing clothes. Exercise 2. Listen to people describing their clothes. Match the descriptions with the pictures.
So what are you wearing to the fashion show, Stephanie?
Well, I'm wearing a big straw hat, a long blue flowery dress, all with white buttons, tights and black sandals.
And Joe? I'm wearing tight dark jeans with a black belt, a long brown cardigan with a zip, and a white blouse.
What are you wearing, Mark?
Blue jeans, a red T-shirt, white socks and white trainers, a grey sweatshirt, and a baggy black jacket.
Winston?
Well, I'm wearing grey school trousers, big black shoes, and a white shirt, matching green gloves and scarf, and a striped tie, and I'm holding a black coat.
Well, I'm wearing black trousers, this really nice waistcoat with flowers on it, over a white T-shirt, and a sweater tied around my shoulders. I'm wearing black boots and gold earrings.
Unit 4. Describing clothes. Exercise 6. Julia is shopping for clothes. Listen and answer the questions in your student's book.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a coat. Can I try this on?
Yes, of course.
It's too small. Here.
Yes, it is.
Do you have any others?
Yes, over here. Try this on. It's your size.
Yes, it is my size, but it isn't long enough.
Right.
I prefer longer coats.
What about this one? This is your size, and it's longer than the other coat. Would you like to try it on?
No, I don't like the colour.
Unit 4. Describing clothes. Exercise 9. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat. 1.
I like this coat, not that one.
2.
The red one is cheaper than the green one.
3. Now listen and check. 3.
These shoes are too big, and those are too small.
4.
It's a nice dress, but it's too expensive.
5.
I want a coat, not a jacket.
6.
I like the black jeans. The blue ones aren't long enough.
Unit 4. The right clothes. Exercise 5. Listen and read. Marco is in the shop.
I'd like a pair of black shoes, please.
Certainly. What size?
8, I think.
Here you are.
Would you like to try them on?
Yes, please.
I'm afraid they're too small. Can I try 8.5, please?
Certainly. Here you are.
Thanks. They're fine. I'll take them. Oh, how much are they?
They're £24.99.
Unit 4. The Right Clothes. Exercise 7. Marco is in another shop. Listen and describe the jacket that he buys.
Do you like this blue jacket?
Yes, it's nice, and I like the green one too. But I think this brown jacket's the nicest. Have you got it in a size 42?
Yes, sir. Here you are. Try it on.
Thanks. Oh, yes. I like this one very much.
I'm afraid it's quite expensive. In fact, it's the most expensive jacket in the shop, but it's also the best quality. It really suits you.
How much is it?
It's £130.
That's okay. Jackets are more expensive in Italy. I'll take it.
Unit 4. Development. Exercise 2. Listen to a British person doing exercise 1. Answer the question in your student's book.
Okay, well, right, the girl on the end on the left, sitting on the floor, she's really casually dressed and she's sort of got quite sort of wild hair. She's quite young. I'd say she's probably, she could be a play school teacher perhaps, or maybe a student. Yeah, I'd say she's a student, that one. Okay. Right, now next to her there's this sort of scruffy chap with dungarees on and overalls, I suppose they are, and big boots, and they're dirty, and he's got a sort of check shirt on. I'd say he's a labourer of some sort. A builder, perhaps, or maybe... Well, he certainly works in the outdoors, a gardener. Yes, I think he's probably a gardener. Okay, now next to him... Oh, now he's really smart, this chap here, with his legs crossed in this flash suit. And it's sort of really strong body language taking up all this space. I think he's really in control. He's probably quite artistic. Something like, I don't know, a fashion designer maybe? Something like that. Yeah. He obviously spends a lot of money on clothes anyway. Right, now next to him there's this guy with a suit on, sort of a bit scruffy though, a uniform of some sort. And this cap with a badge on the front of the cap, I'd say. Something like, is he in transport? Probably something like a bus driver, maybe? Yeah, I'd say so. Now, the last one, the woman on the right. Okay, she's really smartly dressed and she's got a sort of a nice hairdo and she's really sort of, she looks really smart and official, you know, like a sort of a businesswoman of some sort. She obviously has to dress really well for work every day. Got her padded shoulders and looks her best. And yeah, an executive businesswoman, I'd say. Definitely. No question.
Unit 5. The Rules of the Road. Unit 5. Problems with vehicles. Exercise 1. Listen and read. Rita is talking to a traffic warden. Answer the questions in your student's book.
Excuse me?
Yes?
You can't park here.
Oh, but it's only for a few minutes. I'm waiting for a friend.
This is a taxi rank. You can park in the car park. It's just round the corner.
Unit 5. Problems with vehicles. Exercise 3. Listen and read. Rita is still talking to the traffic warden. Answer the questions in your student's book.
But I have to be at work at 9 o'clock. The car park is very near here, and you don't have to pay. Are you going to move, or do you want a parking ticket?
No, no, I'll move. I'm going now. Sorry.
Unit 5. Problems with vehicles. Exercise 6.
Pronunciation. Listen. Which sound can you hear? F or V?
1.
Do I have to go?
2.
She doesn't have to park there.
3.
We have to turn here.
4.
They have to use the car park.
2.
Which sound can you hear? S or Z?
1.
She has to move her car.
2.
He has to do his job.
3.
She has to shop now.
4.
There has to be a rule.
Unit 5. Problems with vehicles. Exercise 10. Listen. Alan is at a garage. What's wrong with his motorbike?
Can I help you?
Yes. There's something wrong with the brakes.
What's the matter with them?
I don't know. They're not working.
Okay. Leave the bike here and I'll look at it later.
Oh, look. I need it this afternoon. Couldn't you repair it now?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm busy at the moment.
Unit 5. Development. Exercise 5. Listen to the radio announcement about traffic problems. Which picture shows what the announcer suggests?
Travel News!
A message for drivers going north up the M1. Traffic is not moving at all on the northbound carriageway of the M1 after a major accident involving a lorry and 4 cars near Northampton between junctions 15 and 16. Drivers going north have to take the A508 at junction 15 in the direction of Northampton and join the motorway again at junction 16. The other side of the motorway is clear, so no problems for drivers going south. I'll just repeat that message. An accident on the M1 between junctions 15 and 16 is blocking the northbound carriageway. Drivers should take the A508 at junction 15 towards Northampton and rejoin the motorway at junction 16 via the A45 from Northampton. That's all the traffic news for now. Next news at 2 o'clock. Until then, drive carefully.
Travel News.
Bye.